everyone. I like that intro. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast.
I think she's going to be on that bullshit.
You know what? We need to change our intro to boom shalaka laka.
Oh, my God. Nah, nah, nah,
nah. I like that.
I don't like that
stuff. I do. I will sit here like, we need to do.
He want to lick my.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Yes, you do.
But it's so catchy.
If you like sexy red, I know you'll like that.
I do, but it's
pink
just.
Blush? What is it? Pink
yeah,
blush?
Yeah, but it's like, I like it, but I don't want to like it.
He like my raw ta 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 ta.
So, like, even when Spin That came out, I didn't want to like it, but I love it.
I just can't get with her voice. I don't know. It sounds very, I don't know.
Yeah.
She's different from me. But yes, a boom, na 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 na.
But you know, have you noticed how we just get a real childish?
Yes.
Like we like
that's
all
the
crazy
life cycle.
You know what my song is right now?
What?
And everybody who make a reel to it, I just want to dance.
Baby. I haven't seen that.
Baby. I won't turn on you. I just want to dance. Come on, Vaughn.
I haven't seen that.
Everybody makes the reels to the I Just Want to Dance song.
My TikTok is on the elderly
side. It's called Ghetto Love Story.
Okay, I know the song, but I hadn't seen the. I don't know.
Man, let me tell you about my. What's she? She a bad bitch and she got five brothers.
I don't know the song.
I don't know the words, but let that chorus come in.
Okay. Baby. I'm about to pay that some attention.
Yes. They got the cutest little reels to that song.
Okay. I need to watch the retirement people because they the best that they do all the new reels. So I'm sure they got a reel to that. I mean, a dance to that reel.
Oh, my God. That song. It's this little white lady, and I can't remember what her name was, but she always got this little wad of money, and she be pulling the little money out and making it go all up her arm and folding it back. Oh, she thinks she a gangster now.
Oh, my algorithm sucks.
She's something. I can't wait to retire so I can sit home all day and do goddamn TikTok.
Oh, shoot. I know. Like, I don't know how to get started. Just start. And then eventually people
because
will catch on.
You overthink.
I think everything has to be instant.
No, right? I think you overthink it because you think it has to be well put together.
Yes.
The lighting has to be perfect. Your hair got to be done. You got to have on the makeup. Who would really want to hear what you have to talk about? But let me tell you something. There's an audience out there for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone.
I believe that.
And I don't even be on TikTok like that. But my people in my little try be like, if you would just get on here consistently every day, like, motherfuckers will fall in love with you. But that's the problem. I don't want to do that.
That's a lot
every
of
day.
Work.
That's a job.
That's a job being consistent.
I don't want to go to
if
my job
natural.
Every goddamn day. Oh, why God. Would I want to get on TikTok and perform every day?
I don't want to do that. It's a lot.
It is. And when you're a high-value woman, like myself,
okay,
you ain't got time to be on motherfucking social media.
Because guess what? Your time is not being wasted in one
My time
space.
Is money, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Baby.
I'm telling you, my time, currency. Treat your time as currency.
Exactly.
Don't waste my time.
That's why I don't talk on the phone. Because if it ain't about money, why we wasting time? That is one of my favorite songs by Fat Joe. I'm sorry.
I like Fat Joe.
Him and Trey Songz.
Yeah. That's an old one.
Right. But it goes so well because it's like, nigga, if we ain't talking about getting this paper or making this paper, what the fuck we talking about? We lollygagging.
So, speaking of high value woman or a high value man, just like the overcompensated person. Okay, let me take it back and get my thoughts together. So, why do high value women and men fall for the undeserving or undercompensating man or woman?
And underfunded.
Or underfunded. Why do you think they fall for these type of people? Is it because they can't find someone in their caliber? Or the...
Where's the attraction even?
I'm not going to say...
Because y'all not on the same plane.
No.
I think maybe the physical is attracting. So,
and a high value person does not mean monetarily. It could be the way they think, the way they carry themselves.
Right.
It's a state of mind.
And that's why I say it has to be physical. It has to be physical because that's a physical attraction to see that. In order to see this person is very well put together, this person speaks well, this person is educated, you have to see that. You have to see that. But why can't this high value person see that the person that's seeing all this value in them, why can't they see that this person isn't really on my level of standard? Or it is not equal to me.
I don't know, because I feel like sometimes when people are considered high valued, they lower their standards to invite others in, thinking that they can help them reach that level where they are.
I like how you said that. That's real shit.
Yeah,
because you're right,
and
you want to see the best in people.
You want to see the best, but then you're finding it. I mean, you're playing Russian roulette at this point, right? You're playing
Bob the Build.
Not only Bob, you're trying to see what
Build
the
Bear Workshop.
Because you don't know, sometimes you can bring out the best in a person. You as a person can bring out the absolute best in a person, because guess what? They're putting in the work to get there. And then you have those who are leeching off of what you provide, the knowledge that you're giving, the resources that you're providing. They are looking at it as an opportunist, right? Because that's what we call opportunists. They're riding the coattail of what this high value person is providing, and therefore they're sucking all of the energy, time, money,
benefits.
They sucking you dry to the point where you are almost like ashes, you know. And guess what? They are full fat and content, and guess what? They're going to take that on to the next place, because they say, what? You done dried up on me. You can't do anything for me. I can't do nothing with you. Guess what? So they done sucked you dry, and they done moved on to the next person.
On to the next person to suck dry.
To not, or either suck dry, or they going to get sucked.
Get it sucked out of them.
Out of them.
Okay.
Because they don't know how to maintain it. Because
karma's real.
They don't know how to maintain what they were getting.
Uh-huh.
So they thought they had it all figured out. And so while you over there decrepit and losing hair and you're wrinkling up on them, they say, I can't be seen with you. I can't go nowhere. I can't do nothing with you now. So guess what? They're going to move on. But on the flip side, you do that to the next person who taking the notes, who's putting in the work, who's showing the action. And then guess what? Not in a bad way, one up you to say, I done took this by the reins. I have taken this by the horns and I'm taking off. That should make you proud, because it's like, my student has now been taught.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ever bite the hand that feeds you. So people like that who actually do the work, put in the time, give back. Mm-hmm. This is your moment of giving back or paying homage to the one that actually put you in position, put you in that situation. It's like, don't forget where you came from.
Right.
Not all situations will land for affinity.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are for a season. But in that season of learning and obtaining from this high value person, remember to give back. Remember to keep them, keep the, and when I say give back, keep the relationship always solid. You know, we may go our separate paths in life, but don't forget to keep it solid with the person that taught you the, I ain't gonna say the game, but taught you the ways of
gave you building your,
yes, gave you the blueprint. Because you never know when you may have to cross paths again. Mm-hmm. But the one that sucked you dry and made you feel decrepit and you thought you had something there, they will never, never be who they need to be or who they want to be because they don't know how to maintain it.
And they will never acknowledge what you did for them.
Oh, no. And guess what? When you see them, they're going to always be in a loop. In the loop of things.
Because they don't know how to keep it up.
This is going to be in the loop. They're going to find another victim. So they're going to find this.
I'm going to say this. You can, and just because you think that you're high value and you see the potential in somebody, you got to know who got it in them, got that dog in them, and who got that puppy in them. Because mm-hmm. you can find someone with good work ethic and say, you know, I'm going to make this my person and I'm going to make them an entrepreneur like me. Everybody who's a great worker or has good work ethic is not supposed to be a boss. Mm-hmm. So understand that first and understand what you're investing in. Okay. Because I have met men with good work ethic, but had no senses when it came to handling a business. See, when it came to be too businessy, they either got super lazy or handed the torch back off to me like, hey, that's what you do best. I can't. When I saw the potential in them. So don't put you in them when they don't have that dog in them. They just got that puppy in them.
I guess that's when you have to have discernment about, and this is where a lot of people, high value people, lose themselves because they're in this fairy tale land, right? Mm-hmm. Of thinking I can help build a person up.
If they see me, that'll motivate them.
Yes. And where I was going with this, when that person has to realize when enough is enough, they have to know when that cutoff point, they have to know there's a benchmark.
Yeah.
There's a benchmark into what I'm doing for you.
Right.
And if I don't see the reciprocation or if I don't see the motivation, and it seems like every time you get motivated is when I'm motivated, mm-hmm. then maybe it's time for me to cut my losses and cut them early versus dragging it all the way out to where now you done got wrinkled, your bank account done dwindled because – in order to withdraw, you have to put back in.
Right.
You got to insert in order to withdraw.
Right.
And you
deposit.
Just can't. Yes. You withdraw. Just you cannot just constantly withdraw without no deposit. So if that person isn't depositing back for something to be withdrawn, then it's time to go because now the under. Deserving or undercompensating person who's not meeting that mark is bringing your value down pretty much.
Yeah, and who wants to do that?
No.
So I'm gonna give you a really good example of kind of what you just laid out. So, and I know y'all get tired of me talking about my husband, but he was all that in a bag of chips. That's why he picked me. So, when me and my husband decided to settle down and get together, we had a conversation one day and he was like, you know what? You got all these ideas. You're so smart, so creative. I see the passion and the drive in you. He was like, and you know, I ain't the best businessman, but I got the money. He says, so you gonna be the boss? I'm going to be the financier. Put all that shit together. I'm going to give you the money to do it and let you run with it. And that's what the fuck we did. Like, we created so much together in a small amount of time. And he is my legacy. So even though he is no longer here, That man invested so much into me and believed in me and my dreams that I will forever, everything I do in life, I dedicate to him because I had the dog in me. He made that motherfucker a Rottweiler. He said, if it ever come a day I ain't here, I want to make sure you good. I'm teaching you every fucking thing I know so you could be a beast. That is the first man who said, you got a beast in your ass. And don't stop. And I ain't fucking stopped since. And I owe it to him. No school, no parent, no friend ever put that beast in me like that nigga put that beast in me. So I'm his legacy. Everything I do gotta be about, I give thanks to him. Mm-hmm. I thank God and I thank that man. Because had he never come in my life, would I be where I am today? Would I have what I am today?
So that's
the win in that. Mm-hmm. That's the win in that. But then I've been in relationships with men who I'm trying to put that beast in their ass. And I see the potential, but they don't even fucking see their potential. And now I done wasted time because I done put resources and time and effort into this nothing ass motherfucker who don't want shit, but he want to be comfortable in what I've grown and what I've done. And in the meantime, I've taken a loss. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say choose wisely in who you decide to invest in, because not everybody is worth your time.
I think also when you speak of that situation, it's the fact that they don't care about what you lost because it's not their
loss. It's not theirs. They didn't work for it.
Yeah, it's not their loss. It doesn't hurt them. And it makes it even worse to know that you don't even care enough to even know that I've lost out.
Right.
Because guess what? To them, it's another day, another person.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got to make somebody commit to whatever the game plan is as equal as you, or don't mm-hmm. fuck with it. Because I think they'll work harder when they feel like they have leveraged something versus you just giving it all to them and giving it to them to run with and them looking at you. Because now what they're going to come with? Well, I ain't asked you to do all that. Well, you was the one wanting me to do it. I didn't really want to do it. And what can you say to that? That's kind of your fault.
It is. Not only that, I just think that
because guess what they could have did, Von? Hey, I ain't really all that. I don't really do all that. So yeah, I don't want to take your money for that. Da 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 da. But here's what I'll do for you. If you want to run with it and do it, I will support you, but I don't want to be responsible for it because I know I'm not going to put 100% into it.
And, you know, some people are afraid to speak up to in that aspect mm-hmm. because they don't want to let that person down. So they will go with the flow, and because they want the relationship to work or they mm-hmm. want the situation to work out, they will, and they, especially when they see that you are so amped up and so hyped about it, deep down it's like, I'll give it a try, mm-hmm. but there's no guarantees. But they don't even know how to communicate that. I'll give it a try, but no guarantees. That way, when things do not work out like it may should have, or you want it to work out, at least you could say, well, he did tell me he'll give it a try, but mm-hmm. there aren't any guarantees, versus making me think that you're on board with the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that gets me. When you make me believe that you believe in yourself.
Right.
When you know you don't.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's why you gotta.
Nigga.
You give
don't
them
that
the
shit make you mad.
You give them the blueprint, but make them do the work.
Yeah.
That's
invest nothing.
Because I cannot do the work and give you the blueprint and fulfill all of this, like, and then you still gonna want a cut of it. You still want a percentage. You still want to gain for what you didn't work for. Ideas was given. Nothing was given.
This is what I tell my daughter all the time. I've already been where you've been. I went to the school. I passed the test. I got all the answers for you. I'm giving them to you.
You're tried and true.
You ain't got to do all I did. And I'm giving you the fucking answers to the shit. And you still writing down the wrong motherfucking answers. So what I'm going to do with that? I done did all the hard work. I'm giving you the answers to the shit. And you still want to write the wrong thing down. You still want to do opposite of what I'm telling you to do. You're working against me. You don't want to win.
Yeah. If somebody's giving me...
I'm giving you a head start on the race and you running in the wrong fucking direction. What are we doing here?
That I think people have to make their own plan in life. Because clearly... they don't want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. They don't want to listen. Your thoughts are outdated. Mm-hmm. Your plan is outdated. This is a different day and time. And that just doesn't work now. Mm-hmm. So I see it. I see the blueprint and I see the answers. But I think I know a better way. That because your way is...
Or maybe your way is too hard.
It may be too hard, complicated, whatever. But I want to do it my way. And sometimes it's a show and prove type situation. Listen, I'm not going to tell you anything that would fail you.
Right.
Right? I don't want to work hard. I want to work smart.
Right.
So if you got the answers... And I study the study guide, and I know I can pass. I'm going to do that. I'm going to put in the work to study. I'm not going to take the shortcuts and use chat when it's already provided. Don't get me wrong.
Talk about
but
chat.
No, I'm chat. Not going to say chat won't get you
chat
there.
Is a well spent. $22 a month.
I'm not saying chat will not get you right there, but
why spend the money on chat when you know you're gonna take the shit off chat and not
apply. Chat is already given
right,
to you.
Right.
But
you ain't applying what you need to apply to make the shit work.
Yes. And then the connections that come with it. Right. Development that comes with it, the hands-on experience that comes with it. But you know, I guess everything ain't for everyone.
Right.
And so you have to look at it that
way as
well.
So chat is also taking the easy route because now you're not reading the books. You're not going to the seminars. You're not doing the networking. See, that's the hustle of it.
But what if you're in a situation where you can't use chat in the instant?
There you go.
What are you going to do?
You lost.
You are lost. You can't conduct business. You don't know how to form your sentences. You don't know how to... You're so busy using chat for everything that you're out of tune without it. That's scary.
It is. But let me tell you something about me. I'm a New York hustler.
Hey, they say if you can live in New York, you can make it anywhere.
However you want to make hustler to be a positive or a negative, it is what it is. I've turned the word into a positive. I can live in any city, in any town, in any country, and I'm going to make a way to live. I can be an entrepreneur anywhere in this world because of what I know and the skills that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is not able to do that. And I love that for me. I love that for me because I could live off the land and I can make a way without someone giving me an actual job. And I feel like the way the damn end of the world coming to, that's what it might have to be at some point.
Yeah.
Like, I love farmers because they know how to grow their own food. And they know how to...
They're hardworking, mindful people.
Right. Because what happens... What happens to me if I can't go to a grocery store or I can't go to a fast food place and get food? What am I going to do? I don't know how to farm.
Not only that, you don't know what you're getting.
Right.
That's another thing.
I don't know how to farm and grow my own food. But my mama got a green thumb. And I watch my mother. So at some point, I am going to get into farming.
Just start small with some
right
cucumbers and yep. tomatoes.
Because at a certain point in time, we never know. The way they're having recalls and different things on food, we just never know what things are going to come. I got land that I can farm on. Like, and I am going to allocate a portion of that land to grow food, even if I'm not doing it. Even if I'm not doing it. Because what good is land just sitting there?
And paying taxes.
And paying taxes on it. So I'm going to let... There is no space you should own, property-wise, that is not making money. Or that you are paying into and you can't get something out of.
Mm-hmm.
That is fucking ridiculous. That's throwing money. You might as well roll your window down and throw your shit out the window. And that comes into people. Why are you throwing your money out the window on a person that you know just can't fucking do it? Don't wanna fucking do it. Resents you.
Because we
for making them try to do it or for you doing it. Because some people just like to attach themselves to high value people. Because mm-hmm. what you said, to ride the coattail and have all the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not there for that person. They're there for the life.
Well, you said it earlier too. You see the potential in that person. We should not be looking for potential.
Mm-mm.
Not in our age.
No, hell no.
Not in our age.
And I
potential
don't.
Is a up and coming.
Yeah. Potential is 20s. Yes. Maybe 30s.
Yes.
Maybe
30s. At this day and age and this.
Come with it.
Yeah.
Come with it or get fuck on.
There's the potential. They say it's never too late to start. And I agree. But do it on your time. Don't mm-hmm. do it on mine. Don't benefit from me of doing it. It's just, to me, it's not even a catch-22 at this point because I don't see potential in old motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I don't.
They too set in their ways.
I don't. Yeah, they're too set in their ways, and it's almost like they're too demanding. Like, mm-hmm. not demanding.
They are.
What's the word I'm looking for? It's not demanding.
Restricted?
No, it's no. Like when you, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the word? It's like they almost think that it's supposed to be entitled.
Entitled?
Yes, okay. That's it, entitled. They almost think they are entitled to be that way in your old age. No, you're not. No, who lied to you and told you that it's supposed to be this way? I'm supposed to give to you. Because I'm in your life, I am supposed to support you. I'm supposed to buy into, like, and you're not doing the work. You're waiting on me to finance you. Say I have the money and... You have something like an idea, mm-hmm. but you don't even have it fully thought out.
Right.
And it's like at this age, no. So if you want to miss me, we can go ahead and miss me.
So let's say I'm a old nigga. I'm 52, right? And I say, well, you know, Vaughn, I'm working all day, night, and I got this dream of owning a hot dog business. It's going to be big because, you know, I made you some hot dogs at the house one time, and wasn't them motherfuckers good, Vaughn? Yeah, they was good. So this is my dream of my hot dog business, and he's giving you the visual of the hot dog business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got the money. You can put it together. What does he have to provide to you in order for you to invest or make you feel more secure in possibly putting something towards his dream?
Well, first, where's your clientele? Just because your hot dog's good doesn't mean that you're going to bring in the clients. So have you even had a small out the kitchen, you know,
tasting?
Not even a tasting, but you went to an event, a baby shower, mm-hmm. Some type of.
Let's not do hot dogs. Let's just do catering.
Yeah, you can just know that you can cook.
Yeah.
Right. And I know you can cook because
mm-hmm. you cook it for
me. Yeah, you're cooking for me. And I'm always complimenting you on your food. And then the next thing you say was, shoo, I know somebody that got a truck.
Mm-hmm.
All I need is $20,000. I got all the equipment, everything, the titles turned over to me. All I just needed the truck, and now I go ahead and cook. Well, you don't even know if people going. First of all, they don't even have your name out. You don't have a brand. You don't have a name for yourself. You hadn't even cooked for a small subset mm-hmm. to even know to say, is this quality approved? Mm-hmm. Have you done the work yet? Who's looking for you? People can't look for you if they don't know you.
Right.
So what are you doing? What is the projection? Where are you going to be majority of the time? Where's the places where the traffic? Where's the high traffic areas?
Have you done the research on the location and demographics?
Yes.
Even if a man would come to me and say, well, you know, I've been around here locally doing baby showers and bar mitzvahs and this and that and the other. And he could show me pictures of mm-hmm. his setup. That would even make me feel a little more comfortable mm-hmm. than, well, I got this dream and I ain't really moved on it yet. Because at least the baby showers and bar mitzvahs
mm-hmm.
show me that you're trying to do something on a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm.
But you have actual proof of your effort.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more inclined to go with that person than the dreamer.
Have a little dinner party at the house, you know, with your core group of friends, mm-hmm. right?
And do a tasting.
And just cook.
Yeah.
And not even a tasting. And they're gonna be like, dang, that's good. Who made this? Oh, Jimmy, he made that. Who made this? Jimmy made all this right here. You know I ain't doing this. You know I ain't about to slave over this kitchen. This is thing. Next thing you know, oh, Jimmy, can you make me a pot of pasta? Can you make me this lasagna? Can you make me this whatever. That's how you get your name out, but you got to put forth the effort to do that.
Right.
And next thing you know, bam, what we got here? Like, I got to see. And because I'm putting my money behind it, right. I'm going to help you brand.
Advertise.
Yes.
And
market.
And get your name out there because I want a return on my investment.
What marketing skills are you using? What I think a lot of people in situations, that's what they're lacking. Good branding, good marketing. And
I'm gonna tell
timing.
I'm going to tell you what else. If Jimmy come to me and say, well, I need $20,000 for the truck. The truck is $20,000. Okay, I got $20,000. But what do you have? Because remember I told you this motherfucker, 50 something, right?
Mm-hmm.
50 something.
Too old.
So he need all the 20 on the truck? Nigga, you ain't got 1,000 to my 19? You ain't got 2 to 18? Like, so this your dream. But you ain't money aside for that?
How do you make our name going to be on that truck?
How you want me to feel confident? No. Absolutely not, Vaughn.
I mean, my name is going to be on
my
the
name yeah. solely on that bitch.
Yeah.
And then when you pay me back all my money,
then we could turn the title over.
Then we're going to turn the title over to you because that's mine.
And then we got to talk about.
And then while you're working, and we seeing profit, how much of that is going to be? So we got to allocate three funds. Because
they got to pay you back.
You got to pay me back. We got to
reinvest.
We got to reinvest in the business. So mm-hmm. we got to buy food. We got to do this, that, and the other. And then you get the smallest portion.
Yep.
You get the smallest portion. Works. So are you going to be okay with getting the smallest portion of the return on this investment until you can cut me out? So mm-hmm. when you cut me out of what you got to pay me back, now you get paid a little more. But then... wait a minute, you can't ball out yet because the business is growing. So what you got to do? Put more in the reinvestment part. All this has to be an understanding.
And in the beginning, you can't have overhead because you ain't getting nothing mm-hmm. back. You're working for free and you got to be okay with that.
Yeah. That's why you got to keep that job a little longer.
Well, that's why you got to love what you do.
Yep.
That's why you have to love what you do because most people do not make money in their first couple of years of mm-hmm. business. Anyway, so you have to love your creation.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be okay nurturing it with no return, with no love back. Because guess what? People cruel out here.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna tell you if you're good or not.
And you got to be able to work your business yourself. Because if you base it based off of employees, what if they don't show up?
Mm. Well, that's something you got to, that's why I say overhead.
That's
you
what I'm saying. I've owned a business before and I've owned a business that I could work in, but it was so, the overhead was a lot. So that even though I was working the business when I had failed employees,
mm-hmm.
it was still... The balance wasn't where it needed to be because everything I was making was going back into the business because my overhead was so high. Because initially, I had workers. So I was making a profit. But then when eventually, you know, that it wasn't like it was anymore. And then you got to decide, all right, well. It's a wash with that.
Mm-hmm. It had its time.
Yeah.
Ooh, child. So under compensating people
with high value
people, it is not a mix for business.
Mm-mm.
It's not a mix for relationships.
Well, anytime you're an undercompensating person. Just to know that you're going to be dealing with a high value person, you need it. If you ain't got your weight up, you need to be getting your weight up. Or you don't even need to be fucking around over there. What you think? It's going to be you running through the flowers and happy and blissful? Absolutely not.
What is undercompensating? And give me an example of what you believe could be undercompensating in a situation.
Let's go here. So these NBA, NFL, baseball, these the players who have millions and millions and millions of dollars, mm-hmm. right? And they go out here and they find these very beautiful women.
Okay.
Very beautiful. A lot of them don't have careers or, you know, that whole match with the lifestyle.
Right.
Okay. They're just there as an accessory.
Mm-hmm.
Like my beauty is what got me here.
Okay.
Right. So with that, you know, you stepping into an arena of, I don't have a lot to offer, but this beauty. So I got to give him something that he can't get from the next beautiful woman. So I have to be very peaceful. I have to be very accommodating. I have to be willing to put up with whatever he got going on or whatever it is he needs me to, okay. in order to keep my position here because it's 50 million other beautiful women mm-hmm. out here. What makes me the exception? What makes him feel like if I become a problem, he has to keep me? You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He can buy and replace me mm-hmm. at any given point in time.
And it's very easy.
So in order to keep your position, you gotta have something to offer too.
So for that man, he is, okay, I'm not gonna say he's choosing to be under and compensated, but in that situation, she knows that she's not compensating on a financial level. Therefore, she will overcompensate in
other areas. She's going to have to. I'll take this. So an NBA player who is making $60 million a contract mm-hmm. and he chooses you. Do you think I'm going to allow you to have a baby for me and just be fat? Absolutely not, bitch. You done had that baby. Get in the gym. We got to go to the red carpet event. Da, 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 da.
Okay.
You have to maintain a certain level of excellence to be with this person. You think I'm going to go to practice all day and then had a game tonight?
Well, I don't think.
And I'm going to come home and ain't no food here? I gotta make a bologna sandwich because you in the bed.
A lot of times, to be honest, because and I'm speaking on just on the outside looking in. Those players or people who have that type of substantial money, they lead with money, right? Mm-hmm. They lead with their pockets. And therefore, that person they're leading feels like they're the princess and or the prince or whatever. And they feel like they don't have to do those type things because 9 times out of 10, you probably got a personal chef. You probably have concierge on speed dial. You probably have everything at your fingertips. So they're walking into an already made situation. And so where they lack or undercompensate is because they're not thinking, shoot, let me.
I'm replaceable.
Right. They're not thinking that because they are so engulfed into what they are walking into that they're not even one-upping themselves to say, let me just get up one morning and make breakfast. Let me make the bed up when we get out. Let me have like little small things to capture the attention. Because they're so used to having butler service.
Or keep the attention.
If I didn't go to the gym before, I'm going to make sure I'm in the gym now.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure that, I'm not just who you thought I was.
When Eddie Murphy was married to Nicole Murphy, mm-hmm. you never saw, I give you one even better. Steve Harvey and what's Lori mama name?
Marjorie.
You never see Marjorie not looking fucking amazing.
I know that woman is bad.
She puts her all and all into being a top tier wife. Mm-hmm. You ain't never gonna see her nowhere with some mustard on the side of her mouth or a bonnet. Anywhere on her head. She's always flawless. So I say that to say, if you know you can't, then don't. Because, baby, you're going to wear yourself out. But they have all day to look amazing. Mm-hmm. So that is what they do. And they know that that is a requirement of them. So they put everything. You think Marjorie doesn't put her everything into her beauty regimen? Mm-hmm. That's why she there. That's what people look at her for. That's her job. So even though you're with a high value person and you think you can sit back and be the princess, oh no, ma'am.
No.
You're going to work harder than you ever have in your life because you're trying to keep your spot.
Because guess what? They're going to whine. They're going to do all the things that they are accustomed to doing. And you're going to do all the things that you are accustomed to doing. Well, one, you're not even accustomed to doing certain things because you've never been put in a position mm-hmm. to be that way. So you have to have that mindset of, what can I do more? What can I do?
Right.
You have
to. He ain't even thinking about it, but I'm going to go head on and do it. Because Steve Harvey had a wife mm-hmm. before Marjorie.
Mm-hmm.
The woman he had his kids with.
And but she was comfortable and complacent.
Exactly.
Comfortable and complacent.
And that's why he allowed a Marjorie to come in and take his eyes off of home. And go elsewhere.
And most of the time when, I hate to say that, but it happens way too often.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
You should never be the reason why a man steps out of his marriage. Mm-hmm. It should never be you. I know people are probably going to probably have their way of what I'm about to say.
Feeling.
Yeah, no. But sometimes you can be the cause of their reaction.
Yeah.
And yes, they make their own decision to do X, Y, and Z. But at the same token, never let that be you saying that you don't ever say, well, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. You were too comfortable, too complacent, because this is going to fall back on you. Never give them that satisfaction.
I'm going to tell you how I'm going to piggyback off of what you just said. I work in the beauty business. When my women start talking to me about the problems they're going through with their men, you know what the first thing I ask them is, let me see your wedding picture.
Oh.
Let me see your wedding picture.
Oh.
And then I put them in front of the mirror. I got a long mirror. You look like that? That's this who the nigga fell in love with. The nigga didn't fall in love with the lady who had the bonnet on coming in the door. That's what he fell in love with.
And that is real complacent right there and comfortable.
You see her? She a size 6. You a size 26. He didn't fall in love with Rasputia. He fell in love with that. And I'm not saying you can't gain weight over time.
And it's not saying that person doesn't love you.
Right.
But
you have to do the work
mm-hmm.
to be the woman he fell in love with or even better than.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to keep reinventing yourself. That's with business. That's in relationships. I ain't gonna let nobody get complacent with me. That's why I have wigs. That's why I have a closet full of different clothes and outfits and different things. Because sometimes I might just want to wow that nigga and be like, I know you were expecting Yolanda today, but I came as Sasha.
At the end of the day, we are visual.
Right.
And it's not that we are lusting after. We see, you know, for those who can see, we see first. We just automatically, we see it. We might even have a thought in our head about it until we see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we hear things and we don't have a thought in our mind until we hear it. So what you say about business, things look attractive to people and they go after attraction, mm-hmm. whether it's mental attraction or physical attraction.
But they don't see the behind the scenes.
They don't see behind the scenes. And most oftentimes we are visual. So if that contract over there looks very good, or if that situation looks good visually, then guess what? We're going to test, you know, we're going to go and dip our little pinky toe or big toe in the pool just to see what is what, to see if this is where I want to entertain, if I want to get more information on or see what this is about. And before you know it, they might like it over there. Mm-hmm. And when they start liking it,
and then they put their foot in it. But then when that goddamn Loch Ness monster come out and pull that whole goddamn leg and body and everything in there, and now you're under the water gasping for air, trying to swim up to the top, and the shit be overwhelming. Oh my God, what the hell did I do? it's that, too late
it,
now.
It can be a catch 22 situation, because they might get over there and love it. And guess what? When they get over there as the other person back at the house or back at the business partner, they start seeing changes. And guess what? It's either going to make you fall more into a slump, or it's going to be like, fuck that. I'm about to get.
Let me get the hell out of here. Let me run quick.
Or, and then, you know, the one that got sucked in because they thought the grass was greener on the other side, you know, the lake, this muddy waters over there is catfish water. And, you know, you thought you saw island water. It looked like island water. And then when you got sucked in, it was all nasty oil dumped into the lake and sewage dumped into the lake. And you got all that muddy, nasty water, but on the outside it looked like, oh, this is a nice little cool little place.
I can't remember what we was talking about one day, Vaughn, but we cackled so goddamn hard. What was and so it? You referred back to the Drake album cover. If you're reading this, it's too late.
If you're reading this, it's too late. That's one of my you favorite
done.
Albums.
Okay, you done. You done.
If you
you
this,
already in the thick of it, and you can't handle it. Mm-mm. So, baby, it's too late.
It's
you
too got late.
It. You either gonna sink or you gonna swim. What you gonna do? Cause you in it.
Yeah.
What's up? And baby, y'all listen to that Drake album because we about to wrap up this show. But if you are not prepared for that life, if you ain't about that life.
Don't
get into the
don't
life.
Don't get into it. Don't. Just go where
okay.
Go where you are able to sustain and obtain.
Okay.
That's it.
Stay in your financial bracket.
That's it.
Stay in the bracket of your ability.
And I know it may not be a lot of fun down there.
Yeah. But hey.
But you got
that's
you,
where you choosing to be.
Yeah. Until you want to grow
until
mentally.
Until you ready to grow.
Then
until
you play.
Ready to be high value. Stay down there in low budget land.
Yeah, pretty much. And we out.
Bye.
Bye.